I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Hello, everyone. And good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in this great, vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, and I am Cindy Freeman, your host for today and each week on Monday when we air at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. in the UK. And we welcome you wherever you are. And if you are listening live and found the link for the show, we also are archived there if you'd like to listen to it again. So we've got callers on the line already, which does not surprise me in the least. We tend to do that when we have reading shows. But I'd like to get a little bit of the, quote-unquote, the housekeeping out of the way first for you. You can find out about our current guests, past guests, and upcoming guests on our website at PurposeTalkRadio.com. That's PurposeTalkRadio.com. It is also where we have the links to some of our archive shows. The other ones can be gotten at blogtalkradio.com/purposetalkradio. And you can get any of our archived shows as well there. The song you just heard, our theme song for the show, is I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. And that would be Rachel Martinez, Julian Clark, and myself. And it was written a few years ago, started around a pool at the Positive Music Awards. And it was a very interesting connection that still continues as we're writing a few more pieces intermittently, not quite as readily as we used to. But we are following spirit and having that happen as it does. Let's see, if you'd like to sponsor or donate to the show, there is also a button at PurposeTalkRadio.com where you can do that. Or you can also suggest a guest for our upcoming shows as well. There are two shows right now that I am specifically looking for guests for. One would be on December 23rd, known for most people to be just before Christmas, also at the end, just out of Hanukkah, Ramadan, Kwanzaa. I don't know what other holidays might be celebrated about this time. We're looking for guests that do celebrate those to start a panel discussion of how that came to be a part of your life and what your holiday celebrations might be. Again, you can leave a message on the PurposeTalkRadio.com site or email me directly at Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com, being C-I-N-D-Y, the common spelling of that. We'd love to set up something on that day to specifically talk about how people celebrate holidays and whether that be spiritually, religiously, ethnically, culturally, whatever that might be. And we may end up having just an open phone line that day, chat, but we'd like to schedule some people specifically also. The other day that I'm looking for some specific guests would be for January 20th, 2014. Wow. Known also as Martin Luther King Day. We'd like to do something specifically on acceptance or some people that have gone through some discrimination issues or learning to overcome some of those fears, and I don't really call them bullying because that's not really what I don't want to have a bullying show, but just acceptance and how people have come to where they are in spite of some of the adversity that might be considered by some to be discriminatory or oppressive. So again, please feel free to let me know if you fall into any of those categories and would like to be a part of the show. So, as I do this, I'm going to bring in Candace. There are, like I said, there are several people on the lines already. We will do the readings with Candace after the interview. If you'd like to call in, you can do so at purpose on our phone lines at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Also, you have two other opportunities where you can chat or ask questions, and those would be on the Blog Talk Radio chat room. And then anyone who is familiar with Blog Talk Radio knows where that is. It's at the bottom of the screen in the episode where you're listening now. The other is over at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And you are welcome to join in any discussion there with the link, the thread, anything that might resonate with you. So I introduce you to Candace M. Campbell. Hi, Candace.
Hi, Cindy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, other than there being snow and freezing rain out here. So how about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good, good. Well, I am thrilled to introduce Candace to you. She is the number one best-selling author and international psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and healer. She's guided by the Lords of Karma, a group of ascended masters. She facilitates karma clearing workshops where you can clear up 2/3 of your earth karma. And especially today, I'm going to introduce you to her specialty of reading your life purpose through the chakra system. So again, I officially welcome you to our show.
Thank you.
So one of the first things I ask all of our guests is what got you to this point where you are, that you understand that this is your purpose for life?
Well, what I understand to be my purpose is that I'm a spiritual teacher. And so most of my life has been about bridging the spiritual with the physical world and making sense of that, helping people understand it and not be afraid of that, but how to bring spirit into life. And so I've had many, many experiences that have kind of got me to that place, but one of which was a head injury that I had when I was 14, being thrown from a truck. And I was in a coma for 2 weeks. And when you're in a coma, you know, you don't, and then come out of it, I didn't have the ability to think because I had some brain damage. And so I had to use my other senses to access the world. And so that's continued for me, using those other facilities that I have, my intuition, in order to access the world. So that was a big part of me becoming an international psychic medium.
Wow, that's a long time to keep using that. Cause you don't sound like you're 20 years old. I know you're not. You know, so you've grown up and you've gone through childhood and adulthood into that as well. Wow.
I teach a lot of people clairvoyance classes. And you know, when I was a little girl, before all this happened, I had that ability, and most of us do. And so when I teach classes, we get in a room, and people start to understand that they had a lot of psychic ability as children as well. But what happens is that either our family doesn't acknowledge it and just kind of makes fun of us as children, or when we become older and we have adolescent peers or friends, they don't understand it and don't grasp it, and so they tease people and then we give that up. So I think all of us are psychic to some level, and I really like teaching people to use their intuition to guide their life.
Okay. And I know when you say psychic, you're not saying as some people put it, I'm hearing voices in my head. But to some extent it is, right? It's a hearing a voice beyond what is immediately you.
Well, the voices that we hear would be the clairaudience. So if people are interested in this, they can go to my website and sign up, and I have four ways to develop your clairvoyance. So clairaudience, the voices, is one part, but there's three other parts to that, and so they can go get the handout on that and begin learning to develop their own clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience.
Ah, okay. You want to mention that website now?
It's Energy Medicine, DNA.com.
Okay, and then we will mention again at the end of the show as well. But just in case we get bogged down here, because like I say, we know how reading shows go, we want to make sure that that is definitely out there on the show already. So, and like what other things have you done in your life that brought you to this point? You said a spiritual teacher as well?
Well, I've been a chemical dependency counselor for 30 years and a mental health counselor for over 20. And then I have a doctorate in clinical hypnotherapy. So I've been on this path for a long time. Those are skills that I bring in. When I do psychic reading, I'm also a healer. When I do psychic reading, it's not, you know, some people think of, you know, tell me my future, but really what I do is I go into the system and see what's out of balance and then do some healing or some teaching. And also someone may show up who's been on the other side. There may be some shamanic work I do. There's just so many different ways that when I look in a system, there's so much that comes up. I just have to kind of look at what would be the most helpful for that person in that moment.
Okay. And for those who don't understand the chakras and the system that you explained versus just, I don't want to say, you know, the crystal ball type things, it's obviously more than that.
Right.
When you're able to do that, you don't actually have to see the person. Right.
Right. I
go ahead.
What I do, and I teach this as well, but I put up a white screen, and then I see their chakra system on that screen. And our chakras, we have seven main chakras that are like vibrational energy centers in our body, and each of those have a lot of information. And again, on Energy Medicine, DNA.com. I have, if you look under chakras, I just have a lot of information there for people. But what I'm going to do with the life purpose reading is I'm going to go into and see which chakra has the information that's related to people's life purpose. And then I'll tell a little bit about that, but I'll visualize them and see them living that life purpose and give them some information about that.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you. Okay. I know that there are people eager to do readings. Is there any other important information that they need to know as they're calling in? Anything that they have to have with them or to think about?
No, just to be open, just to be open and willing, and I'll just read them. So yeah, no, they don't have to be doing anything. There was a comment on the Facebook page about, you know, see if she can tell you this, and it was kind of a testing thing, and I tend to move away from that. So if that becomes, you know, what people are doing, which I don't think it will be, I'll just circumvent that and go to a different direction. So if you don't believe in psychics, that's wonderful. We all have to follow our own path. So I want to honor that as well. A lot of people are curious. And I always say to go into your own intuitive self and believe what you believe and, you know, listen to that more than you would listen to anyone else.
Okay. Great. Okay, well, is there any other information that you'd like to share about your background with us today?
Nope, I think I'm ready to read.
Okay, I guess we'll put it out there then. I know you said you were interested in Do you want to take a couple calls first, or would you like to do? You're suggesting that you read me in combination with all of my projects that I do, or whatever.
Well, let's go ahead and I'll do a quick reading on you first, Cindy, and then we can take some calls.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, and I have not, I purposely have not looked at you energetically at all yet, so I'm doing it in the moment now. So let me go ahead and just look at you. Okay, so when I look at you, what I see is that your life purpose is set in the information in the fourth chakra, which is the heart chakra. So what that's about for you is in this life, you are learning about the energy and the power of love. And this relates to self-love, love of others, love of God, affinity. It also has to do with the more emotional piece of loneliness and commitment, forgiveness and compassion, and hope and trust. So what I'm seeing is, I'm going to look at you specifically. What I'm seeing is you have a big humanitarian gift, and it looks like there's some past life coming up in this as well, that there were some lifetimes when you had an opportunity to do some really big kinds of loving, forward-moving behaviors, and you got stuck. And as I'm looking at this, I'm seeing you getting stuck in a relationship that you were not able to get out of, making a few bad choices around that, which kept you stuck. And so the bigger work you were supposed to do, you did not do. And so I'm seeing as you come into this lifetime, you have an opportunity to move more into that humanitarian kind of life. And where you might get stuck in this lifetime is a lack of forgiveness of yourself. And so it's going to be really important for you in order for you to continue nurturing and loving and helping the world, it's going to be really important for you to do that self-healing piece around forgiving yourself. So often when we have a forgiveness piece that we have to heal, we also have a piece of forgiving others. So what I would encourage, and especially around this holiday season, which is a great time to do this, just write down everybody you feel like you need to forgive, and then yourself included, and then bring your consciousness up out of your crown chakra up into the heavens. And one at a time, just envision those people and just send them love. And you know, like you might spend 3 or 4 minutes on each person just sending them love and doing that with yourself. That's going to shift your vibrational energy to a place that you'll then be able to do the bigger spiritual humanitarian work that you're called to in this lifetime.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Had forgiveness. That is a tough and interesting one for me. I agree with you on that, especially myself, because I do know how to be a perfectionist and beat myself up quite well. Thank you very much. So, yep. I expect more out of myself sometimes than I expect out of other people, which can be very tough. So,
yeah. So that self-love piece, and you know, once we get it, that's a really good piece to have to work on, because once you get it, then you get to just, you know, do all kinds of fun, loving things that and fill yourself up. And the more we do that, the more we are full and we can give to others. So we, you know, often a lot of people don't understand that. They get stuck and, you know, they give, then they're depleted. You know, then they're upset with other people because the people they gave so much to. And if we can shift that and just really fill ourselves up and nurture ourselves and, you know, create in our lives whatever we desire, then we have such an abundance that we can give to others in a way that is way bigger than we ever could have done otherwise.
Okay. So is there a specific career path beyond that, or is that it leave it pretty open on, like you said, the humanitarian type things?
Well, I do a lot of work with people in Japan, and often they're very work motivated. But when you have a life purpose, it really is not about your work. You can do your life, well, it's important to do your life purpose in all areas of your life.
Okay.
So, you know, in a private reading, you and I might go deeper into, you know, should I go in this direction or that direction or whatever, and then I could look in and go into that. But for this purpose, it would be more just to for everybody to understand that their life purpose is not about their work. That's just one little piece of it.
Yep. Okay, great. Okay, very good. Thank you. I will, then we can take some calls if you're ready for that.
Okay.
All right, the first call that we're going to put on the air is Donna. Let's see, welcome
Hi,
to
Donna.
The show. Hello? Are you there, Donna? Okay, well, I will put her back on hold for the time being, and we'll come back and check with her later. Because I wasn't sure how long it was going to take to get through that, so we were telling people a little longer, but we'll try Sandra here this morning, or afternoon by me. Let's see. Sandra, are you there? Sandra? Hello? Okay. Well, we'll put people back on hold. And now I get to people I don't have names on, so we'll see what is happening here. Hello, this is Cindy. You are on the air with Candace. Hello? Hello, you're on the air with Candace. Are you there, please?
Yes, hello.
Hello, there you are. Okay. Hello, you're on the air with Candace. Do you have a question for her, please?
I'm just wanting to know what she sees, like, for love life.
Could you say that again if I see what?
Anything you can pick up, like, on my love life.
Your love life. Okay, and what is your name, please?
Alfina.
Alfina, okay, and are you single?
No.
Okay, so you want to know what I see about your marriage?
No, my love life.
Okay. Hang on just a minute. Let me look at you. Okay. So I'm gonna do it this way. When I look into your system and your heart is what comes up first, the heart chakra, what I'm seeing is your heart kind of you know how a heart pumps and, you know, it's pumping in and out and that. What I'm seeing with your heart is I'm seeing it squeezing, and I can feel it in my own heart, kind of this tightening and this squeezing. And so it's kind of like plastic that is really nice and rubbery and it feels really good, but then it gets kind of dried out and it's kind of hardened and then it doesn't have that buoyancy. And so I'm seeing your heart just kind of move into that hardened kind of lack of buoyancy. And when I see that, then the next thing that pops up is your third chakra. The third chakra is at your solar plexus. And it has to do with power, energy distribution. It has to do with self-esteem, self-expression, care of self and others. And what energetically what it looks like is that you've kind of just gotten hit in your gut, that something has happened to you and it's just kind of wiped you out and in your third chakra. And then when I go into that, what happens is the throat is the next area, and it's like I see you screaming, but there's no sound. And so these three chakras are giving me a picture of, let me close my eyes and just look at this for a minute. Well, whatever it is you're in, it's important for you to get out of. Now, whether this is another relationship or your marriage, I'm not going to go into that on air, but I'm going to say to you, whatever it is that you're in, that that you're doing, you really need to get out of it, because what's happening is it's shutting down your whole system, and I'm seeing you beginning to be paralyzed.
Are you talking about relationships, or what exactly are you talking about?
I'm talking about whatever relationship kinds of things you're doing. That is what's happening. Your body is showing me this kind of a shutting down and.
So you're saying that you're seeing my body shutting down because of the relationship.
Right. Energetically, I'm seeing the energetic systems are showing me in the heart, the hardening of the heart, in the third chakra, being like hit in the stomach and just energetically being, you know, just, you know, how you're hit in the gut. And then the fifth chakra, your voice, you know, screaming, but no sound is coming out.
Okay, Athena, does that help?
It may be helpful to sit down with that and journal about it and just see what comes out, because I gave you a lot of pretty intense information. So go ahead and journal with it and see what comes out. And I'm available for private readings if you want to look at that more.
And it looks like she hung up on us.
Okay.
So. All right.
Well,
I guess
that was pretty intense. I do intense work.
Yeah,
she called and asked about something different than what we had presented. If she had asked about a life purpose, it would have been very different. But she asked about a more personal issue, and that may not be the best for callers on this show.
Right. We are trying to focus on life purpose, and I must say, I did not notice that phone number on there. She has called in the past on some readings, so I missed that that phone number on there. So I apologize for that.
That's fine, but this is a sampling of what the work I do, so it can be intense, and you know, that's important. Sometimes we need to go through that to get to the other side.
Exactly. Okay, I'm going to try Sandra again here. Let's see if this works. Sandra, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you
Excellent.
For trying me back.
Yes, I'm not sure. Sometimes our studio lines are a little slow, so.
Yeah, I heard you, but you couldn't hear me.
Okay, thanks for calling into the show and hanging in there. So.
Yes, thank you.
Candace, your
first. Hi, Candace.
Hi, Sandra.
I'm hoping you could read me. I love a life purpose, and I do kind of feel a little shut down chakra-wise. I've been trying to do a lot of work. So hopefully you can give me some idea of how I can keep myself energetic and robust.
Okay, good. I'll do a little clearing while I'm doing this reading, but let me go ahead
you.
And just look at you. Okay, so Sandra, your life purpose is aligned with the information in the fifth chakra. The fifth chakra is at your throat, and it has to do with communication, choice, strength of your will, your capacity to make decisions, your speech, self-expression. It also is the chakra that is between the thinking and the feeling, between the head and the heart. And then also every decision you make about your health comes through that chakra. So let me go ahead and just look, and I'm going to just clear your energy as we're going so I can see better.
That's a very interesting point about the fifth being between your head and your heart. I never really looked at it that way.
Yeah. Well, when I read symbolically, and when I look at you, what I'm seeing is, what is the name of those things that you talk into, and it's like cone-shaped?
Like a megaphone?
Yes, thank you, megaphone.
Okay.
So I'm seeing, the word that comes up is announcing. So. When I look at your life purpose, it looks like part of what your life purpose is going to be about is communication and announcing. So communication, you know, is a really, really big word. So having this one piece of announcing is going to be important. You think about someone who's talking into a megaphone, and they're talking to the masses. So, you know, you don't announce to the person sitting next to you.
Yeah, I kind of get that a lot with, you know, I've heard this before.
Uh-huh.
I definitely vibe on the communication end of it. That's a lot of what I do, not just within my work, but within my own passion.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear that, but I've never really spoken to the masses before. And when I hear that, I'm like, really, me? I'm like, what am I going to have to say?
Right. Well, one of the things, you know, one of the things you can do with this communication in this day and age for that megaphone would be, you know, to write a blog, to write a book.
Yes, interesting.
To, okay. You know, do some kind of, whether it's a community event where you're volunteering or whether it's creating some kind of a workshop or something where you're speaking to the masses, not just one-on-one.
Well, I'm sure
so
it's going to open
passionate?
Up.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said I was just going to say I'm sure whatever it is, it's going to reveal itself to me.
Yeah. What are you passionate about?
That I'm having a little problem trying to figure out. And I'd say for the last year, I feel like I've been kind of shut down. Like
okay.
My mojo seems to be lost.
Okay.
So
let me look at that for just a minute. Okay, well, what I'm getting when I look at that is that that's connected to your first chakra. And so what I'm getting, I'll just do this quickly. What I'm getting is that for you, it has to do with your tribe. You are in a tribe that isn't, nothing wrong with your friends and your family and that, but you need a tribe that's going to motivate you in your life purpose. So...
Yeah, I don't kind of have that with family or, I mean, I love my family, but I'm not exactly, I don't have support.
Right, and so what if you think about if you were doing whatever you wanted to be doing in your life, what would you be doing? And then what you do is you find a group of people who are doing that.
Yeah.
So it's your job is just going to be to put yourself in the place where there are people doing what it is that you want to do and just create a new tribe. So
okay.
That's not a difficult situation to do.
And that will probably open up my power again within myself.
Right. We match, you know, we basically are the sum of the five people that we hang around in terms of spiritually, mentally, physically, financially. And so... what you want to do is get clear on what your life dream is and then put yourself around people who are living that life dream because we shift our frequency to where they are. We match them.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that. It's very revealing.
Okay. Well, you're welcome. Thank you for
calling.
And
happy Thanksgiving to both of you ladies.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
On. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, let's see here. We have, let's see. I think we have on here Katie I can put on today.
Hey, this is Katie.
Hi there, Katie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm clear about my life purpose. I'm a mentor, coach, and consultant, and I'm familiar with Candace's work and just so honored and grateful to be on this call. I just was wanting maybe just to take a look at my chakra and just see about what I really need to get cleared to be moving in the direction that in a bigger way, in a more expansive way.
Okay. Hi, Katie. It's nice to hear your voice.
Hi, Candace. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah. So let me take a look at that. So you want to expand. Let me. Okay. So, Katie, when I look at your chakras, the chakra that has the most to do with your expansion at this time is your third chakra. And so let me look at that. The third chakra deals with all the energy that goes through your system. It has to do with power, self-esteem, self-expression,
Let me just, care of self and others, and let me go ahead and just look at this. I'm going to read symbolically. Let me get a symbol for this. Oh, okay. So, Katie, what I'm seeing when I read symbolically, right, because it looks like you have a really powerful third chakra, but I see this ball, and it's one of those red kind of rubber balls that when we were kids we used to kick and play with. They're just really bouncy. Mm-hmm. And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing that there's people in your life that are just sticking really teeny little pins in that ball. And so what's happening is it's not like somebody's, you know, deflating the ball where you can go, whoa, you know, I have to stop that. What it is they're little teeny pins, so there's like a slow leak, and you can barely notice that. So let me look and see how we might fix that. Okay, so two things. The first thing I'm seeing is I'm seeing this vibrational energy around the ball for protection. So, of course, would be vibrational energy around yourself, you know, in maybe in a morning meditation to just really surround yourself with golden white light and then violet light around that. And then also there's a zip-up process, and I think you know that, Katie, but on my website, under self-help tools on energymedicinedna.com, I have it all written down on how to zip up, and that would be protective as well. But the other thing I'm getting, Katie, is to really take a look at the people who are in your inner circle and then the next circle and the third circle, and look at every one of those people and get really clear that you are getting an interactive vibrational connection with them, and it's not that you are giving and you know it's falling on something where it doesn't come back in some way. And one way it can come back, like, you know, sometimes we have children, well, my granddaughter, let's say, I'll give to her, and just giving to her just fills me up. And so some people, just giving to them fills you up, but some people just become like a black hole. So anyway, that would be the answer to that question.
Thank you. I really get what you're saying. And it feels like that third chakra, that place where the power source has just really been the challenge as I'm trying to move my own energy just to get clarity. It seems like that's the spot where I feel like I need to do the work, so that really brought some clarity around that. Thank you so much.
Katie, I cleared that chakra, and I also put there's your lower back is in the physical places where there's some energy leaking, and what I did is I put a symbol up there for protection, and so I'm not going to say the symbol because we should have and you can do this yourself if you feel energy leaking in a part of your body, just put a symbol up. And so, but Cindy, I want to say I do know who Katie is, and she is a powerful mentor, and she would be a great guest on this show.
Oh, why, thank you.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, Katie, please do connect with me somehow and, you know, send a personal message, and I would love to be able to do that with you. So,
well, thank you so much, and I have been a follower of Candace's good work, and my new best resource, which is her 12 weeks to healing through energy medicine. So I really want to share that book has really been a great resource. Candace, thank you so much for your good work, and I thank you for this great reading too.
Oh, thank you, Katie. Bless your heart.
Appreciate you. Thanks.
Thank you, Katie. Please feel free to continue listening to the show. And when I put you back on hold, please press 1. Also, Sandra, please do that so that we get you out of the queue and out of the lineup here so that we don't accidentally pick you up again.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, then. I will come back here and, again, let's see if I can get Donna on the line. Donna, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, good. I'm so glad I got on. I wasn't sure. I couldn't hear you the last time.
Yeah. Periodically, our phone system here is a little...
But that was very nice of you to go back. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Problem. Thank you. And you have a question for Candace today about your life purpose.
Hi, Candace. Yeah, I wanted to know about my life purpose. I'm 59, and I just wanted to know.
Okay, so let's look at that. Okay, so it looks like your life purpose, Donna, is set in your second chakra. It's really interesting. We're getting people with different chakras, so this is good.
Where is the second chakra?
So the second chakra is about 3 inches below your belly button.
Yes. And when I feel something bad from somebody, I feel it there.
Ah, okay. Well, this is about the power of relationships. And so the second chakra has to do with emotions, relationships, intimacy, sexuality, creativity, work, and money. So let me take a look at you and specifically and see where your life purpose. Okay, the word creativity is just kind of going like a neon sign. So let me look at that and see. Okay, well, it looks like, it looks like your creativity is shut down a little bit. And what's happening when I'm looking at this is I stop breathing. It's like I can't get my breath. And then there's some fear that comes up in my third chakra, and as I connect with you, so what I'm getting is that your creativity has been shut down somewhat, and it looks like what it is you're desiring to do is you're afraid of it, and that there needs to be a big shift for you in terms of how you spend your time in order to live the life that you really want to live. And does that sound accurate for you, Donna?
Oh, it resonates with me because I'd like to be in a relationship, but I don't go out that much to meet someone. I did get on the internet dating service, but I don't like it. I find it so artificial. I'm so much better on a one-to-one meeting someone and as far as finding someone too. You know, I go on the feelings more than looking at a picture.
What I'm seeing when I look at this, though, is that it's not directly a relationship. It's more about your creativity. So if it is what you're wanting to bring into your life is a relationship, the door to go through would not be directly, you know, I want to find a relationship and doing these behaviors to get there. The door to go through would be your creativity. So you know, if you have a dormant love, like you want...
I don't work.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on disability, so it's kind of hard to be too creative. I mean, you know,
let me
to fill myself up... Oh, go on, sorry.
Yeah, let me finish, please. So what I'm seeing is for you to look at, if you have a dormant something that you wanted to do, for instance, if, you know, when you were younger you wanted to paint or you wanted to write... or you wanted to, you know, travel, or whatever it is that you wanted to do to be creative in the world, to allow yourself to bring in something that's new. And, you know, creativity can be knitting, it can be sewing, it can be canoeing, you know, there's all kinds of things you can do. But if you go through that door, that is then going to lead you to the relationship piece.
My passion is travel.
Okay.
Yes. All my life I've been traveling, and I absolutely love it. I'll go to one country for 3 months at a time, and I'll go live with Indian tribes, trekking in the river for 7 days by canoe. And, you know, I mean, I'm a real adventurous, and, yeah, that's my passion, but I haven't been doing it lately. I haven't done it in, like, 4 years.
Okay, and then when you say that, what might be helpful, Donna, is to get into a local group of people who like to travel. So, you know, one thing I love is called meetup.com,
And there's meetup.com is everywhere in the U.S. And you just get on in and you join some groups. So join a travel group, because it's not going to just be the traveling for you, but it's going to be meeting a group of people, because what you're wanting is relationship. And
yes.
So I travel as well. I'm going to India in January, but
it
would be hard-pressed for me to find a relationship in India. You know,
yes.
I'd more likely find a relationship here in Spokane in a travel group. So if you work locally with that, and I want to say another thing. I bless Katie's heart for mentioning my book, 12 Weeks to Self-Healing, Transforming Pain Through Energy Medicine. But another book that I love, and maybe one for you, because it's about creativity, is called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. And that's
I have been doing it. I have been writing all the pages.
Good for you. Yeah, that book will support that. But I would definitely look at the creativity in terms of not work, but play.
Oh, good. Sounds like fun. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I will do that. I will definitely, you know, take that and do something with it. Because I just kind of daydream about it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Donna. And I'm going to put you back at home. Please press 1. Yes, you're right. The Artist's Way is a wonderful book for anybody that's got, you know, wondering what to do. It gives a lot of guidance and clarity and things, especially with those that are creative and, you know, their minds are very often more wandering and confused than some of the straight business people, because they want to get into so much. So it is a cool book. Let's see here. I think we have Melvin next, and we'll put on Melvin for you. Melvin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, you have a question for Candace on your life purpose.
Yes, hi, Candace. I just wanted to know what is my life purpose.
Okay, let me go ahead and just look. Okay, so Melvin, when I look at you, I'm seeing that your life purpose is set in the heart chakra. And so that has to do with love of yourself, love for others, love of God, affinity, connection and love with humanity. Let me go ahead. It also has to do with forgiveness and compassion, hope and trust, loneliness and commitment. So let me go in and look at you. Well, Melvin, the very first thing I saw, which is often, you know, I'm just going to ask you a question. Did you have a little bit of a difficulty in your childhood?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That was the very first hit I got. And then when I look into your heart, what's happening is your third chakra is, I'm seeing some energy in your third chakra, which is power, self-esteem, self-expression, identity, and that. And so what I'm seeing, first of all, is the block to your fully living your life purpose is in your third chakra. And there's a little bit of hesitation and fear there. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and clear some energy there so I can read your heart chakra better.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm just clearing that. If, you know, for anybody who's listening, if you have some blocks that are keeping you from getting what you want in your life, I'm, you know, being a therapist for 30 years, I'm really an advocate of that. I've done a lot of healing on myself, having grown up in a really dysfunctional family. I've done a lot of therapy with myself. But I'm just going to clear that and go into your heart and look at a symbol there. Well, okay. The first thing I'm getting here is a past life, and what's coming up in your heart is it looks like you were like a foster child, and I don't know if you're a foster child in this life, but you're showing me that it doesn't look like they had foster children at that time, but it was like a foster child. It was a child who had gotten abandoned, and you weren't quite taken in by this family, but they kind of left stuff for you. It really is a very sad story. It looks like they were leaving food out, or they'd leave blankets, and because of it looks like some kind of a political thing, they couldn't bring you into the fold. They couldn't bring you into the family. But it was kind of like they were taking care of you from a distance. And I'm not able to see the year or even the country this is in. But I'm going to clear that and then look at how that relates to this time. Well, okay. Do you, Melvin? Do you struggle with kind of abandonment kinds of things?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Uh-huh.
Okay. So let me clear that. It's kind of a process. Sometimes I need to clear some things before I can get to the life purpose. And in this case, that's what's happening. So let me clear that.
Okay.
So having cleared all that, what I'm getting, and this may be similar to myself, and I apologize for talking about myself about this, but because it was difficult growing up in such a dysfunctional family, and I didn't feel I could really reach out to my parents because they weren't really there, I went directly to God. And I'm getting that for you as well, that part of this lifetime for you is going to be getting in your heart, getting that connection to God, to however you understand God, and really experiencing that experience of feeling loved and feeling whole. And then as you do that, it's kind of like in this healing that you're taking on, what will happen is that then you will vibrationally be healing everyone that you're around as well. So it's almost like, I guess the easiest way to talk about it is a light. You know, it's like you were, you know, this light that was turned off, and then as you turn yourself on through this experience of feeling the love of God and connecting spiritually, then you become this bright light. And so you don't have to do anything. It's just being around wherever you are, and people kind of see that light and they match that. And you may already be doing that. Are you doing that already?
Well, I know, yes, ma'am. I know when I, you know, walk in a store or be around, especially kids or something, it seems like they pick up, like they see something I don't see. And I wonder.
Yeah.
Why are they looking at me that way? Or when I step in a room, or I don't know, the way I walk, I don't, you know, it's like a boom. People notice me, and they speak, you know, and they speak to me like they've been knowing me all my life.
Yeah, I get that. What I say to people is the greatest thing that we can do is raise our vibration in a way that everywhere we go, everyone is being lifted. And I want to say, Melvin, I see that you've done that, that you, you know, it came from this difficult situation that you healed, and now you're this vibrational light. And so that would be your life purpose, is, you know, loving yourself, loving others, and being this, you know, light of God.
Would you say that I'm a healer?
That's definitely a form of healing. And now you can, different people, you can take classes and learn some different things and actually work as a healer if you want. But yes, the way that you're being in the world is being like a healer. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bless your heart.
Yes, thank you. Bless you. Thank you. That's so sweet.
Thank you very much for calling in, Melvin.
Thank you. You guys have a blessed holiday. Thank you.
You
Thank
too.
You.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. We have another slew of people on here. Let's see. Are you okay to continue, or were there any things that you wanted to explain from any of these calls here, Candace?
No, I'm good. I've got myself really wound up here.
All right, great. I would have put Melissa on next then for you. Hello, Melissa. Thank you for calling Purpose Talk Radio. And you're
thank
on
you
with
for
Candace.
Taking my call. Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call.
So, Candace, good.
I was just hoping to get a live purpose reading, please.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Let me look at you. Okay. So, Melissa, when I look at you, I'm seeing that your life purpose is set in the sixth chakra. Now, the sixth chakra is at the brow, your forehead. And so let me just take a look at this. The sixth chakra has to do with clear seeing, clairvoyance, intuition, self-evaluation, intellect, wisdom, and it's the power of insight. So let me go ahead and look at this for a moment. Okay. So I'm going to look for a symbol. Well, okay, what I'm seeing is a lighthouse. And is it a lighthouse? It looks like a lighthouse, but what I'm seeing more than that is that there's like looking out with this telescope from this lighthouse and just kind of going to the right and then to the left and just looking at the horizon, the water, and scanning. And so let me see what this means for you. Well, okay, on a physical level, I'm going to ask if it might be a little bit of hypervigilance. Sometimes when we grow up in places that aren't real safe, we become hypervigilant and we walk into a room and we notice everything that's going on. And so let me rule that out first. Do you have the tendency to be hypervigilant?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, so let me, I'm just checking to see if this is life purpose or if it's the way that you react to something that happened when you were younger. Okay, so that's what that is it's a reaction. So I'm going to clear that. Okay, I got it. Okay, so the life purpose for you, part of what you're going to be learning and doing in this lifetime is really going to be developing your intuition. And it looks like something has happened in your past where you have learned to be reactive. And so really hypervigilant, reactive, you might see something, and rather than seeing it as being neutral, you might take it personally and then kind of go into stories in your head about something. Is that kind of true?
That's true.
Okay. So that is the reaction to something, but what it's teaching you, and all of us do this, believe me, I've spent many, many years healing and working on myself to get out of that kind of stuff. So that's not a judgment here. Whatever that is that we do becomes our gift because we work through it to the other side. So your gift in working through this is going to be really learning to trust yourself, to trust your intuition, to trust what you get. I really would encourage you to get the 4 ways to develop your clairvoyance on my website by signing up, because what your purpose is going to be, let me get clear on how to say that. Just let me look at this. Yeah, okay. So what your purpose is going to be learning to be in this world in a way that you access information intuitively. So, you know, clairvoyantly, just knowing something, clairaudience, maybe getting some senses of words and understanding it that way, clairsentience, sensing something and following it. So
So however you access your intuition, there's several ways. Developing that is important for you. And then
I get it in.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. I was just going to say, I get certain things in all ways throughout my life. There's been different instances where I've heard things that it's protected me. I've had to follow my gut instinct, per se, and, you know, things
right.
like that. But I think you're right on the money with that.
And that is what's important to your life purpose. So if you're already doing that, the thing is, you came into this lifetime to develop that. So once you develop that, then, you know, continue that, but give yourself the opportunity to say, okay, I'm learning that, I got that, now I just can play. So don't, you know, you don't have to do a what should I be doing kind of thing, because once we get our life purpose and we're on the path, then we can just celebrate.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
That is. That's very helpful. It's something that I think I've always known. I've just put it on the back burner. Isn't that strange?
Yeah. We don't, you know, in this, we're not taught when we're kids to really validate and appreciate the things that are really important.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time, Candace. I hope that you have a blessed day.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you for calling me, Melissa. All right, let's see. I'm going to put Sharon on the line here. I want to thank Sharon for being on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and filling in over there and putting up some of the things that you've been saying. So thank you, Sharon.
Well, you are welcome.
And you wish to speak to Candace about your life purpose.
Yeah, what she sees is my life purpose.
Okay, let me look, Sharon. Okay, Sharon, when I look at your life purpose, it looks like it's connected with the information in the third chakra. And so the third chakra deals with all the energy that comes into your system. It also has to do with self-esteem, identity, self-expression. Let me go ahead and just look at this for a moment. Okay, it also has to do with personality and ego. Let me look and see. I'm going to read symbolically. Well, okay, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a train track. And I'm seeing a train that, now when I say train track and I'm talking about these train cars, I don't know if it matters, but I'm seeing them kind of like children's, you know, bright colors and you know, playful, not big and dirty and metal. So it looks like what I'm seeing is that you have, what is it? What do they call those one cars where you have to push the handles up and down and it goes on its own, and I think it fixes the trains that get stuck or something. But I'm seeing that happening, and okay. So it looks like there's this red train car that is stuck, and then you're there in that little car that you pardon me, you push up and down and it goes to fix it. So my vocabulary here around trains is not real good. I've seen is that your tendency is to fix things. You find things that are broken and then you go in to fix it. So what I want to, I'm not hearing you very well, so I want to let you know if you're saying something, I'm not hearing it very well. There's kind of a disconnect.
I hadn't been talking. Can you hear me now? And yeah. I don't know the name of that thing either, but I know what kind of train equipment that you're talking about, and I have had a tendency to call myself Bunny the Rescue Rabbit, and I think
right. Okay, so we have the concept here, which is great. So let me look at that because I'm just going to say it, and you called in, so I'm going to just say you risked talking to me. So what I'm getting is the word codependency,
mm-hmm.
and how you're in the third chakra. What's needing to happen is for you to become empowered through your own power and what you do for yourself and not by fixing other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to remind you, you're talking to a therapist and a psychic, so,
so
I know this so, one.
You can't offend me.
Okay. So what I'm seeing is, let me look for you specifically in what this answer would be in terms of shifting your life purpose in a way that would be the most. Okay. Immediately what I'm seeing is I'm seeing you, and you have the skills to do this, but I'm seeing you in a room of other women who have spent their life, but I see you as high functioning, but there's a lot of women that and men who behave this way that are not high functioning. They give up so much of their own selves that they're like a ragged version of who they truly could be. And so I see you in a room being able to be empowering to these women. And so rather than in a fix-it mode, taking your incredible skills at being able to be helpful and creating some kind of a program or something locally for disadvantaged women or just being a speaker in these groups and helping mm-hmm. them just go to the very next level.
Hmm. Okay.
It would be like helping, you know, developing, and there's many ways we can do this in this day and age. You know, you could do a videos on YouTube, you could write a blog, you could do it locally in your community, but it would be because you function at a high level, it would be giving these really highly organized skills as a way of just lifting people around you, and then the rescuing, so to speak, would be not for individuals, because what happens when we get into the pattern of codependency with individuals is we just overfunction and then get really angry at those who underfunction.
Ah.
And that's not helpful at all. The best way to help someone who underfunctions is just to get out of their way and let them hit bottom and get on their own 2 feet. Or another way to say this is, when we have somebody in our life who's not functioning well, children or partners or whatever, when we are in their energy field trying to fix and help them, the first thing they have to do then to get help is they have to move us out of their energy field. And
mm-hmm.
almost always they never figure out how to do that. So the greatest mm-hmm. gift we can give to someone is to pull out of their energy field and let them struggle to get back on their own feet.
Okay.
Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
It would be like I'm talking to different people here, and for every person I read, there's however many other people who will go, oh, yeah, that's me. And so I can take this and put it out into the universe and people can get help. But if I was reading my daughter, for instance, and saying, mm-hmm. do this, that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, she would just look at me and
you know, walk out the door. You know, it's like I can't tell her how to run her life because she's my daughter. But I can teach other people, and other people can teach my daughter, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand that. I guess in a way, well, for me, the biggest under-functioning person that I dealt with probably was my mother, and I finally did pull out of her energy field. And I guess I have, when you were doing the other readings, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's me. Oh, my heart needs to open more and so on and so forth. But I see I have a lot of the self-forgiveness to do as well from situations that I either didn't handle the way I felt that I should have or could have or something. So,
One thing I usually tell people after they get a reading is just take some notes down. And then, you know, my way of being is when I hear something, I'm really resistant. And it's just my natural way of being. But then within like a day, it kind of sinks in and I go, oh, I get it. Okay. And so if you can sit with that, that may be helpful. And, you know, a good reader is 80% correct. So if I missed the boat here, then sorry.
I don't think that you did at all. I definitely have a tendency to barge in. One of the things that I have done is I've had I don't have it going right now, but I'd like to start it again next year, is I have a compassionate communication group that I co-facilitate. And I really like that approach because it seems that...
That sounds really good, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I do need to go. Cindy?
I do too, and I thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me, and I thank Cindy for keeping this going. She's been kind of like a one-armed paper hanger for a little while now, and she's managed to keep everything going, and so I appreciate all of you, and Jan for stepping in too.
Hi, Cindy. We're done with that last caller, and I have a client in 15 minutes. So if you can close us out.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jan, and I'm not sure why I got unmuted and what happened to Cindy.
Okay, I'm not sure either, Jan. I can go ahead. While she's coming back, I'll go ahead and do a quick reading on you before my client. What is your question?
I'll go with everybody else for life purpose.
Okay, let me go ahead and look. Okay, so it looks like your life purpose is also in the third chakra. Let me look and see a symbol of this. Well, for some reason, what I'm looking at this, Jan, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing you
Are you a teacher?
Not. I'm training to be a school bus driver, and I've done many seminars.
Okay, I'm just because I'm seeing you in front of a group of children, and it looks like they are. I'm actually seeing uniformed children. I don't know if you're going to be a school bus driver for a religious school or not, but I'm seeing you in front of this. So let me look and see what that means. Well, I'm looking for the word, and what I'm seeing is the word service. That in your life purpose, you have set this life up to be about service.
Right.
Now, a lot of people come in and they want to, you know, be the best at this or do that or make this much money or, you know, be on TV or whatever. But there's a whole group of people. One of my dearest friends could be and do anything she wants, and her life purpose is about service, and she just does incredible healing work with people. And that's what I'm seeing about you, is that it looks like you've had several lifetimes where you've been in service and, you know, helping multitudes. I'm getting a better picture of these schoolgirls, and it reminds me of children in other countries that, you know, were in dire straits, so to speak, in very difficult, dangerous places without food and that, and people have come in and created schools and dressed them and fed them and taught them. And that's the vibration I see in your third chakra, that's the kind of person that you are. So it looks like your identity, your self-esteem, all of that comes from being of service to others.
Well, you got that right on the nose.
Did I?
Maybe I should say right on the money.
Well, that's good. I think the children will be very lucky to have you as a school bus driver.
Well, I hope so. I'm looking forward to it.
So
thank you,
I don't know,
for all the readings you've done.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'm going to go ahead and just say this because I don't know what happened with Cindy, but I'm going to close out
here.
Oh, you're here now? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Cindy, I have a client in 10 minutes, so I need to do the closing out piece.
Okay, well, thank you, and thank you, Jan. I'm going to put you back on hold. Appreciate everything that you did, picking up phone lines and all that for us, too, today, and coming back in. So.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, there are several callers on here, and it looks like we are going to run out of time here, so I apologize for that. So, again, I would like Candace to be able to give her contact information so any of you can get a hold of her if you would like to do that. Candace, do you want to give us your contact information again, please?
Sure. If you would like to contact me, you can do so through my website at energymedicinedna.com. And then you can also find me on Facebook under Candace Campbell. And then you can email me at candace@candacecampbell.com. So this has been wonderful, Cindy. Now I'm all wound up. I need to kind of bring myself back down before my next session, but this has been really fun.
Great. Thank you. I mean, if you wish, maybe we can talk about something in the future again and maybe do a little different topic or whatever and still do the light purpose for some readings. But thank you very much for being my guest today, and I wish you a happy and wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving and all the holidays coming up, however you do celebrate those. Did I get muted again?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. So like I said, I do wish you, you know, blessed holidays as you go through, however you celebrate them, and wish you a happy Thanksgiving too, Candace.
Thank you. Bless your heart. Bye, everybody.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So that was Candace Campbell with us today, a psychic reader for your life purpose, and she gave the contact information. You can get a hold of her then if you have some further questions on how she does that or if you weren't able to get a reading yourself today.
I appreciate her time and the time also of Jan Revell coming back in, answering our phone. Sharon Hinckley for being on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and carrying the conversation over there. I apologize to those who did not get their reading done today. Like I said, maybe we can bring her back another time, or you can call her personally and get a reading done. For anyone who would like to be on our show, to sponsor the show or connect with me in any way or make donations, you can do that by going to PurposeTalkRadio.com. That is PurposeTalkRadio.com. And or write to me directly at Cindy, common spelling C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com. If you have any wonderful things that you'd like to share with us as far as topic ideas, please do contact me as well. And what I'd like to do is just take a moment to express the gratitude that I have for being able to be on the air with you. It has been a very interesting journey through my own intuition and understanding, and I'd like to share just a little bit. You know, 2 years ago when I first met Jan Revell and Barbara Patterson, who were hosting this show, I was not at all interested in energy work and in being, anything other than where I was spiritually and open. And it's turned out that over those 2 years, I myself have also found a way to be more open to these energies and these things that, as Candace was talking about, to be forgiving and listening to what Spirit has to say to me. And as she said, everyone is intuitive on some level. It's if you take the time and if you want to hear what those voices have to say, what that Spirit, what that being beyond you has to say, then, you know, you have a good opportunity just by being quiet and going into meditation. And some people do cards, some do writing, some do music. You know, it's all up to you to find what that method might be to bring you to Spirit. Like I said, it's been an interesting journey today that, you know, when Candace got a hold of me and suggested this, I was really surprised when she said, "Oh, I'll do the reading on you to have you experience it first." And I found myself saying yes without hesitation. So I do appreciate all those who called in and tried to call in and got readings done, because I got to hear a different type of thing and a different voice even within myself of acceptance that all of these types of things are possible in the world. And there's a lot of people that do readings, do just intuitive stuff and let us know where we can be in the world. So it's really nice that they are open to what they are. And I also see that in our chat room there were a few people who said that they were trying to call in and were not able to get in. So, again, I do apologize for that. But we do run out of time. We do have up to 2 hours for the show typically. But Candace did have another client to go see, so if you missed out on that call, then get a hold of her directly. So for today, next week on our show, we have Andrea Hyland, and she has a book, and her life purpose is working with forgiveness and things. Oh, wow, I just realized that. So one of the things that was said to me about forgiveness. So I know she will be an interesting guest as well. And we do have guests scheduled through the middle of February at this point. He said also, if you are interested or available to be a guest for our holiday show on December 23rd, looking for people who are celebrating various holidays, whether it be culturally, spiritually, religiously, ethnically at this time of year, we'd like to get a panel together for that. And also for January 20th for Martin Luther King Day. So for now, I'd like to also remind you that our theme song is I Am Who I Am, which is by the group True Trinity, Rachel Martinez, Jillian Clark, and myself. And wish you all happy Thanksgiving and soul blessings. Thank you for being here today.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.